Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Witches of Worm by Zilpha Keatley Snyder, narrated by Alisa Bresnahan.
Chapter 1. "I'm sorry, Jessie baby," Joy said. Jessica looked up from her magazine and stared at her mother, a point-blank, unwavering stare that said something important by not saying anything at all. But it didn't matter, because Joy wasn't looking at her anyway. Joy was looking down into her glass. She was standing over the register in her stocking feet, warming up after a cold ride home from the office in a cable car. Her long blonde hair swung down from her bent head, partly covering her face, and the heat from the register made her short skirt stand out like a dancer's tutu. Standing there like that, with one foot tucked up, she looked like a dancer, or else a fashion model, or even a movie star. In fact, according to some people, she looked exactly like one particular star, a sexy blonde Swedish actress who played in pictures with English subtitles. Jessica couldn't say about that because the movies were the kind she was too young to get into, but she was certain of some other things. She was certain that no one would guess by looking at her just what Joy really was. No one would suspect that she was only an overworked, underpaid secretary, for instance, and they'd be even less apt to guess that she was Jessica's mother. No one ever believed that at first, because Joy didn't look like anybody's mother. Least of all, Jessica's. But she was, believe it or not. "My believe-it-or-not mother," Jessica thought as she stared at Joy. Sometimes she called her that out loud, but when she did, Joy always seemed to take it as a compliment. Joy had started it herself, actually, by introducing Jessica that way. "And this is my daughter, believe it or not," she would say to people. All kinds of perfect strangers. And none of them ever asked why they might not believe it. Nobody had to ask. It was perfectly obvious why it was hard to believe that Joy could have a 12-year-old daughter. It was also obvious that, while Joy looked like a Swedish movie star, Jessica didn't, and probably never would. But when Jessica called Joy her believe-it-or-not mother, she meant something a little different. Still staring down into her after-work scotch and soda.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?